You shouldn't be so appreciative, just because I think every single time I get chosen, I get the text message, there's no wings. I'm telling you, like, the last time I also, so I hope you're mochel. Don't blame me, blame whoever you want to blame.
Blame the chicken.
Yeah, but actually, I think tonight might give us a little bit of chizik in that area. I don't even have any chidushim, anything, anywhere he doesn't know. I'm just here to at least give some chizik to myself, maybe anyone else. Menachas Chinuch writes in the beginning of the Parshas Yitzro, the first mitzvah, Mitzvah ha'amuna b'mitzvah Hashem Yisbarach, the mitzvah of amuna, v'zos ha'mitzvah hi'ikr ha'gadol sh'betorah, sh'akol tali olav. It says the mitzvah of amuna is the main mitzvah in the Torah, that everything is dependent upon it. And he quotes the Rambam and Hilchos Yisori HaTorah, Halacha Vav. This comes from Anochi Hashem Elokecha, having amuna. All mitzvos stem from having complete faith in Kadosh Baruch Hu. You know that there's a famous vort from one of the Hasidic masters, the Noam Alimelech. Alimelech of Lezhansk used to explain an amazing thing. Because, you know, right before Aseres HaDibros, which you're going to read, maybe the Noam will read it for us this week, maybe Rabbi Wexler, I don't know. No, not leaning. We never know. Sometimes I'll ask you on the spot. So what happens, Pasuk says, Vayidaber Elokim has called every Ma'ila Lemor. It's a very interesting Pasuk. Right before all the Aseres HaDibros, right before, you would say, like, the pinnacle of our Sinai, what happens? But God spoke to Klai Yisrael saying, so the Noam HaMelech wants to say a Hasidic pshat, not the Pasha pshat. So anyone who says, he's not saying the simple explanation. This is a more of a drush explanation. He says they're not two separate psukim. Vayidaber Elokim Esokol Hadvim Ha'il Lemor actually very much connects to the first, to the next pasuk of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. How does he say it? So he says, Vayidaber Elokim Esokol Hadvim Ha'il. This is what Hashem spoke to. These are the things you should say. Lemor, you should make sure when you talk to your kids, Lemor, what should you say? Anochi Hashem Elokecha. That's the first thing you teach your kids. The first thing you teach yourselves, every single thing, you have to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter what. Meaning to say, Hashem spoke all the words of the Torah specifically for Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Right? So it's not just the thing we see in the Minchas Chinuch, in the Rambam. It's even, according to Noam HaMelech, it's the yisod of the whole Aseres HaDibros. It's the yisod of the whole Torah. That's why if you see in last week's Parsha, the Jewish people on one, if they see the Egyptians on one side, and Yamsuf on another side, and when a Jew's in trouble, what do? You daven. And an incredible thing, and I'm out here to tell everyone, everyone's probably already heard this question. We start davening to Hashem, and Hashem screams back to us, "What are you screaming at me? Just go." When a Jew's in trouble, ever since I'm growing up, you daven to Hashem. Says the Kamarna Rebbe, that sometimes in life, davening doesn't work. There's one more thing that has a bigger koach, has a bigger Yeshua, has a bigger salvation than davening. Says the Kamarna Rebbe, what was Hashem telling the Jewish people? You have to have a moon. If you have faith in me, you have trust in me, you believe in me, that'll bring the Yeshua. And that'll bring the trust. And the shiur right before tonight, I was learning with Akiva, if you look in the Gemaras, and all the Gemaras that talk about Kriyas Yamsuf being hard for Hashem, just like by Parnassah and making a Zivuk, he talks all about that Hashem, there's nothing hard for Hashem. Nothing's difficult for Hashem. The Gemara is talking about it's difficult for us. But once we have a moon in Hashem, we're able to draw down the Yeshua, just like we're able to draw down the salvation by Yamsuf, we're able to draw down the Inyan of Parnassah and the Inyan of finding a Shidduch. And he says that's the whole Yisod of what the Medrash says. The Medrash says that Hashem told the Yamsuf that at the end of the day, you know, the Jewish people are going to come. But in the 6 days of creation, Hashem told the waters that, and there's going to come in time and you're going to have to split. But first you have to wait for them to make the first move. And that's what Reb Leibel Eger says. It's actually his Jartzeit this Shabbos. Reb Akiva Eger's grandson, Reb Leibel Eger, he says that's the whole Yisod. Like all the Gemaras that compare Yamsuf and Parnassah and Zivuk, the whole Yisod is building Emunah. Once a person has the Emunah, then he's able to draw down the tremendous Yeshua and tremendous salvation in a person's life. You know the famous story of the Brisker Rav. I don't have to share this. I'm sure everyone here knows. The Brisker Rav was running from the Nazis. He was running, leaving Poland, going towards Lithuania. And it was known, when the way he was going, that there's a 50-50 chance whether you're going to make it through or not. And everyone here knows, he was reciting three words the whole time. What were those three words?
Eino
Mevado. There's nothing besides him. Constantly going, Eino Mevado, Eino Mevado. Finally, he already had, the story goes, he saw the border was already in his eyesight. So he started to be able to just drop off, live at Eino Mevado. What happened was, suddenly a soldier came in of nowhere, asked him who he was. and they put him back in, having his kavanah of Eino Mavado. What happened was another soldier came and told him, "No, don't worry, he's okay." The godless. He was literally, he saw Kadosh Baruch Hu by his side. But he was constantly holding on to Kadosh Baruch Hu, realizing that if he didn't have Shem, he didn't have anything. But what I want to say tonight is, sometimes we think, oh, it's all about davening, it's all about learning, but it's also having emunah. Emunah, just having faith right now. I'm going to have emunah. If I hear something bad, if something doesn't go my way, I have trust in Hashem. I have belief in Hashem. And says, according to what we're learning tonight, according to where we're going to go also, that actually could change the result. Like, that could be the catalyst to change the result. It might not be always what we want. Sometimes the person might pass away. Sometimes the zivug might not work. Sometimes the parnasa might not there. But at the end of the day, sometimes it does work. And whose hands is it in? It's in our hands. It's having emunah. It's having faith. You know. So how do we build our emunah? It's very easy to talk about it. You know, when we're in a mercer shmooz Thursday night. How do we build it? So there's an idea from the Lechovich Rebbe. All the Slonimers come from Lechovich, Rav Mordechai of Lechovich. So he says, we're going to say this in Hallel very, very soon, hopefully Rosh Chodesh Adar. We say, Hamati ki adaber. Hamati ki adaber ani anisimiyol. Right at the last pasuk, one of the paragraphs over there. We explain the pasuk, Hamati ki adaber, is not just like, I believe that Hashem is going to help me. Hamati, you want to know how I build my emunah? How do I build my trust in Hashem? Ki adaber. Because I talk about it. I talk about stories of the Brisker Rav. I talk about the Minchas Chinuch. I talk about the Nefesh HaChaim in Shaar Gimel that says, the Gemara in Chulin says on the pasuk, Ki Hashem hu alukim eino mevado. And the Gemara says that when a person focuses on emunah, he can even beat kshafim. He can even beat, how do you translate kshafim, Rebbe? Wizardry, sorcery for the Harry Potter fans. Right? It's not just a little thing. We have to talk about it. You have to talk, and he says, the Lechavach says, you want to know how to build your money, you have to talk about it. You talk about stories at your Shabbos table. It's not just, you're not just talking about the hak in the community, about this person or that, or the Divrei Torah. Divrei Torah is beautiful. But you want to know how to build faith, you say a story about a Rebbe, say a story about the Brisker Rav. You talk about it. And that adds in a way for a person to be able to build their emunah. Just to be able to close, two more ideas. You know the Purim's coming up. You know the Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag, we have Jews who learn the halachas. They're also, it's very important to start also to learn the yesodos, to be able to learn the meanings. You know, the more you prepare for something, the more it's going to mean to you. You know, you don't just go to a wedding. If your kid's getting married, you don't just go to the wedding. You prepare for it. The more you prepare for it, the more meaningful it'll be for you. The same thing with anything. Obviously, there's no greater day that, I think, according to the Zohar, according to even to the Gra, that says that Purim is the holiest time of the entire year. So the Pasuk says in Perek Beis, in the Megillah, Vahi omen esadasa, hi ester bas lodo. And he brought, Mordechai brought up Hadassah. She didn't have a father, she didn't have a mother, she was very beautiful. So this just looks like a random, you know, nice introductory pasuk. Comes along Rabbi Simon and Imre Baruch, and I've heard him say this countless times. He says, if you look at the word Vahi Omen, Omen comes from Lashon of Emunah. What's the Lashon of here, of Emunah here? Here means to bring, to he brought her up. He quotes the famous Hasidic master Yechiel Michal Zatchev, who says that it just doesn't mean emunah just to have faith. Mordechai didn't have faith. What does that mean? It means that he brought down the Yeshua already for Esther. He brought down emunah in the story right here in Esther's life. He says that when a person has emunah, just like we said from Ablabla, when a person has emunah, that actually brings down it. The lashon he uses is lashon hamshacha, like Hilchos Mikvah. It's a pipeline, something you're able to bring down. The more a person has emunah in faith of Kadosh Baruch Hu, the more Yeshua a person will have. Just to wrap up before we say one more story. It's often the Sefer HaChinuch that said, that's the whole Torah, all the mitzvahs are dependent. Hi ha'ikar ha'goldosh b'torah shahakol tol yolach. Everything is dependent upon it. We could be learning all the chaburas on Shabbos morning. We could be doing all the dikdukim about making sure our salad doesn't touch our cholent and all the borer, hilchos borer. But if you don't have emunah, those are all great things, but you're missing the whole. We're missing the whole point. It says in Sefer Chinuch, this is what everything's dependent on. And we saw the Noam Elimelech who says that. That's the whole idea. But what does it mean? Vayidaber alokim as kol adrei ma'ila lemor. What should you speak? It should be lemor than anochi Hashem alkecha. You should be speaking about anochi Hashem alkecha. And that's the whole idea of the Brisker Rav, Eino and Mavado, Kamanu Rebbe at Kriyas Yamsuf. Hashem told us. He gave us a secret. Don't talk to me. Believe in me, and that'll have a greater Yeshua down the line. So we know, just to close, because I know the hour is late, and I know sometimes it's 10, 12 minutes, whatever it is. Not only 9:55, so, okay. So they say the story from the Nesiva Shalom's father. Nesiva Shalom's father I believe his name was Rav Moshe Avram. I think he wrote the sefer called Yesod Avoda. What happened was they were also escaping from the Nazi Germany. And Peranovich, the city they were from, is in Russia. It's on the border of Russia and Germany. What happened was they were escaping, and the German soldiers caught them. They caught them, and they knew it was already time that the Russians were already coming. It was really at the end of the war. And the German soldiers told them to line up against the wall and face the wall. And everyone was already reciting Vidui. Everyone was already reciting Shema. The next thing you know, the Nesiva Shalom's father asked his son, the Nesiva Shalom, Shalom Noach, he asked him, he wasn't Nesiva Shalom yet, he asked him, please go get me a cup. Go get me a cup. You're thirsty over here? What are you talking about? He said, go get me a cup. He wanted to get him a cup, get him some water. And right before everything was about to happen, I'm not sure how he got away from the German soldiers. I didn't say that in the where I saw the story. What happened was he made a shahakol niyabivaro. Right then and there, 10 seconds after he made the shahakol, what happened was the Russians came. They started shooting, and the German soldiers had to retreat, and all the Jews fled and they got away. So all the chassidim come running over to the Nesiva Shalom's father, Rav Moshe Avram, and said, "You saved us! What did you do? Why did you ask for a cup of water to make a bracha?" So he said the following thing. He says, you know, the Mishnah tells us in Brachos, in the sixth parak, in the Mishnah Beis, I believe, Al kulam im amar shahakol niyeh bedvoro yatsa. All right, on any peros ha'ilon or on peros ha'aretz, if you make a shahakol, simple explanation is, you're yatsa. He says, you have to understand the deeper explanation also. Al kulam, and anything in life, im amar shahakol niyeh bedvoro. If you realize that everything comes from Hashem, then yatsa, you're going to be okay. The reason why I asked for a cup of water, because I needed to be able to build our faith. I needed to build our emunah, to our trust in Hashem. That is what saved us. What saved us is the faith of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem should bless us. We shouldn't have any hardships in our lives. But when we do, we should be able to be zochah, be able to use our emunah, to be able to bring down the shefa. And the more we do this, we'll be zochah, Bez Hashem, for Yeshua's and Tova's good things, Bez Hashem.